I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Side Hustle School friends and listeners, welcome to another episode. This is Chris Guillebeau. In yesterday's episode, we looked at someone who had seen a lot of success distributing a food item, well, specifically tea, through Amazon. Today, we have another different story, but same kind of concept. Today's product and today's story is about ketchup, the condiment, or at least something close to ketchup, as you'll hear. The title is Writer Turns Leftover Cherries into $5,000 a Month Income. Also, this story has a twist when our featured side hustler uses a medical diagnosis to further develop and grow her project. I'll also tell you about a crowdfunding resource specifically for people doing something with food or beverages. All of that coming up in today's episode.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
In June 2013, Erica Karakesh, a writer for a nonprofit, took her kids to a pick-it-yourself cherry orchard. They had so many cherries they couldn't eat them all fresh, and it turns out that her kids don't like jam pie, but they do eat a lot of burgers. So she turned some of the leftovers into a sort of cherry ketchup, and everyone loved it. So that whole summer, she experimented with lots of different fruit ketchups in her own kitchen. She'd feed them to her family, friends, food bloggers, and even the mail carrier to get honest feedback on her formulations. Based on all that feedback, by August, she decided to turn her recipes into a side hustle. Her first step was reaching out to a food chemist who helped her figure out how to take a home recipe and turn it into a formula that a co-packer could use in their facility. And just a quick side note, we've talked about co-packers a couple times. They are essentially businesses that can replicate your recipe on a wholesale basis. So if you've created a food product, they can then create it in bulk for reselling. Anyway, this involved several rounds of testing to make sure the taste and consistency was perfect, as well as figuring out how to source all the fruit ingredients she needed. Once she had that dialed in, Erica decided on a name, not ketchup, like that's the actual name, not ketchup, then worked with a graphic designer to create labels. With all that in place, by the end of the year, Erica was able to have 60 cases of three different flavors of Knott ketchup produced. Because Erica had been writing a food blog for a while, she knew a lot of people in that industry and gave away about a third of her first production run to local bloggers. They in turn created some original recipes using her sauces and posted them on their websites and social media. She also used some of that first run to go to the Fancy Foods trade show in San Francisco in January 2014. There she met a reporter at the LA Times who wrote an article about Knott ketchup. Erica was savvy to realize that the reporter was probably going to ask where people could buy her products, so she leveraged the upcoming article at a few different stores and was able to get stocked there. This early success meant that for many months afterwards, Erica distributed Knott ketchup herself, since signing up with a distributor would involve a lot of additional costs that she couldn't justify, at least at that point. She continued to get in more and more stores throughout 2014, including Sam's Club and Whole Foods, and by early 2015, Knott ketchup was available on Amazon. It was all going well. But then in August of that year, life threw her a curveball. Erica was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, and she realized she needed to make some lifestyle changes, including cutting out all added sugar from her diet. Within 3 months of snapping into action, she had reversed her diabetes. No small feat. Congratulations, Erica. And during that time, she also realized if she was trying to cut out sugar, other people probably were too. So in late 2015, she made a huge pivot by shifting away from traditionally made fruit sauces, which means they're full of sugar, to condiments sweetened only by the fruit itself. Erica said it was almost a complete relaunch and took a tremendous effort, but I knew it was the right direction to take. Her first no-added sugar flavor, Tangerine Hatch Chili, was released on Amazon at the end of 2015 and instantly became her number one seller. In January of the next year, she released a no-added sugar version of Cherry Chipotle, and sales for that flavor doubled overnight. With these successes under her belt, Erica decided to switch all of her products to be made without any added sugar. And to help with this transition, she used a crowdfunding site called PieShell to successfully raise $15,000. A few months later, she was able to put her new flavors up on Amazon. This time, she specifically focused on paleo, Whole 30, low-carb, and diabetic customers. And through all of her efforts, December 2016 was her biggest month of sales so far. And this year, sales have continued going up month after month. And in April, she released an actual ketchup with no added sugar. This addition bumped her income up to $5,000 a month. In fact, since its release, it's completely sold out twice and earned the Amazon Choice Award for a month at the beginning of the summer. She plans to continue to grow this Knott ketchup brand, which now includes an actual ketchup, but she also plans to keep it a side hustle no matter how big it gets. So I want to follow up quickly on this crowdfunding resource that Erica used. Great story, by the way. Congratulations to her. This crowdfunding site called PieShell, this was new to me. I went to check it out and they describe it as a place to fund ideas for food and drink and everything in between. So it's basically a crowdfunding site for food and beverage entrepreneurs or side hustlers like Erica. Big or small, restaurant or truck, fresh or packaged, app or website, sparkling or still. This is their description. You'll find people who share your passions and can help get your project out on the front burner. So I thought it was interesting that there is this crowdfunding resource, which seems like it's been up and running for a long time. I just haven't heard of it myself, focused specifically on people making food or beverage products. For example, I took a look and there's this product on the homepage called Kelp Jerky, the perfect plant-based snack. And the people who are making this say that for the past year, we've been working to develop a line of delicious and nutritious products made from sustainably harvested seaweed. Seaweed? Yep, that's right. Seaweed has more vitamin C than orange juice, more calcium than milk, and more protein than soybeans. Our first product is Kelp Jerky, a delicious, nutrient-dense, high-protein snack. Kelp Jerky is vegan, non-GMO, and free of dairy, eggs, soy, peanuts, and gluten. So basically, anyone can eat it, it sounds like. And Kelp Jerky comes in three flavors, high tide, barbecue, and sea salt. So I thought that was cool. Maybe one day we can feature the Kelp Jerky guys. Looks like they've raised about $5,000 so far, at least at the time I'm recording this. And if you're out there and you're thinking about developing a food product or a beverage product, maybe you heard yesterday's story about Sheena making the tea, or this story of Knott ketchup, or one of the several other stories that we've looked at. Maybe this crowdfunding platform is something you should take a look at. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Today's show notes are at sidehustleschool.com/241. We'll include links to PieShell, Knott ketchup, anything else I mentioned. As always, inspiration is good, but inspiration with action is so much better. Wherever you are in the world, I hope you're doing well. I'm Chris Guillebeau for Side Hustle School.